Tech Tsunami. Wars and social turmoil are widely thought to correlate with periods of innovation. We may see a surprisingly robust period of innovation during and after the current bout of political turbulence. We currently have an explosion of technological discovery, but this new round of discovery may not be being integrated into the business model of our society at a maximum rate. Authoritarians resist innovation because they want to keep their political power, and innovators threaten to take it away. Our society is currently at or near peak authoritarianism. Authoritarians have come out of the closet and are currently openly acknowledging their plans of totalitarian control, which means that libertarians are also ramping up their political game. Authoritarians have achieved maximum influence by maximum spending on soldiers, spies, and propaganda. They get their money by printing it, and they use force and fraud to coerce the population into accepting their counterfeit currencies. It seems that the general population is now trembling on the verge of a mass refusal to continue to base their lives on fantasy finance. Hyperinflation appears to be coming soon to a currency near you. As business as usual fails to deliver an acceptable lifestyle, people start looking around for new solutions to old problems. This always happens at this point in the authoritarian cycle, but because of the accelerating rate of technological innovation, there are now many more available new solutions than usual. This time around, the changes will probably be a lot more substantial than usual. There are repressed technologies in computer science, biology, social science, artificial intelligence, and others that will be soon implemented. Some of these advances will fail, but most of them will be successfully integrated into the society over the next few years. Authoritarians will try to enforce their vision on us all, and libertarians will try to sell their plans to everyone. No one knows who will be the most successful, but I think libertarians will mostly prevail because there are a lot more libertarians than authoritarians. That's why they call it the 1%. Also, groups of people who cooperate using libertarian means have many advantages. Mainly, they can predict the future better than authoritarians. By definition, many of the people involved in authoritarian enterprises have only a very limited amount of enthusiasm for the goals of their masters. Some will even sabotage authoritarian schemes. Libertarians tend to be enthusiastic supporters of their projects, If they're not enthusiastic, they just say no. Authoritarians are not allowed to say no. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.